Hello and welcome to the Slow Bible podcast. I'm delighted you could join me. Today we're praying with an imaginative contemplation on the time in John's Gospel when Jesus washes the disciples' feet. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the Word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still, to refocus your scattered senses on God, to become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us so our ears and hearts can fully hear and receive the living word of God. And now, Holy Spirit, as we contemplate this scripture, we invite you to lead our imaginations and create a place where we can really enter into an encounter with Jesus. I'm going to share the story from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17, where Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Picture yourself in an upstairs room lit by oil lamps, with Jesus and his disciples. It is the night before the Passover festival, and the table has been set for the evening meal. Passover is one of the most significant religious events of the year, commemorating God's rescue of the Israelites from slavery. You are sitting next to Jesus when, unexpectedly, he gets up, removes his outer robe and wraps a towel around his waist. He pours some water from a jug into a bowl and turns back to where he was sitting. With everyone watching, he places it on the floor to wash your feet, as a servant would do. Just slip off your sandals and let him wash them. Now he dries them with a towel. Then he moves on to the next person. When he gets to Simon Peter, Simon asks, "You are going to wash my feet?" Jesus replies, "You don't understand now, but you will." "No," says Simon, "you mustn't wash my feet. If I don't wash you, you can't be part of what I'm doing." Simon responds, "Then don't just clean my feet, clean all of me." Jesus says, "My concern is holiness, not hygiene. And as my disciples, you are clean." Putting his robe back on, Jesus sits back down at the table beside you and says, "You call me your teacher and Lord, and that is right because that is who I am. And if your teacher and Lord has washed your feet, you should do the same for each other. I have set the example, and you should do for each other exactly what I have done for you. If you act in this way, you will know God's blessing. As Jesus finishes, the evening meal begins, and soon everyone around you is eating and chatting. Picture Jesus as he turns to you and invites you to share with him whatever is on your mind, whatever is in your heart. Just take this opportunity now. And now listen as Jesus responds to what you have shared with him. Just be open to his response, whether it be in actions, or as a feeling, or an image, or in words. Hear him speak your name and wait for his response. Hold on to anything that Jesus has shared with you and become aware of your feelings. Just rest in God's presence. John chapter 13, verses 1 to 5 and 12 to 17. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, Nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them. Father God, we thank you for your words of life to each of us today. We thank you that we can enter into your living word and encounter the living Lord Jesus. May we be transformed by our encounters into better versions of ourselves. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.